You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Fred Oladende. He's the president of the Foundation for Democracy in Africa. He joins me now to talk about the situation in Somalia, which of course is home base for the pirates that seized the Maersk Alabama ship and held the captain hostage until a dramatic rescue over this Easter weekend. And Fred, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for the invitation, Greg.
We keep hearing that Somalia at this point is essentially lawless and very chaotic. How would you describe the governmental situation there right now? What is the current structure?
Almost there is no resemblance of a nation state. We do have a very weak government, which is a transitional federal government headed right now by President Sharif Ahmed, and his prime minister is Ali Shamake. And this transitional federal government is so weak that it cannot enforce any laws and need the assistance of the international community to be able to prevent some of what we've seen since 2008. Greg, since 2008, there has been over 61 hijacks in that region. And the concern of experts on international trade, given the fact that that particular area is one of the most important routes for trade from the Middle East, bringing oil, and from Asia, bringing other products, is that we may be facing an environmental threat if one of those tankers will sink in that region and we have oil spills.
Fred, let's talk about who's really running the show then. You said this interim government is very weak, so who controls day-to-day life there?
Thugs and criminals, and some of these are also ex-combatants who are taking advantage because of the weakness in the governmental structure. And this needs to change.
Fred, you've talked about the state of the government there. The last time most Americans paid close attention to Somalia was in the early stages of the Clinton administration, when a humanitarian mission turned into something different as we tried to put a more stable government in there. Has it been basically chaotic since that time, or was there a stretch of some semblance of order there?
It's been chaotic since then, and it depends on who you talk to. In between, there has been different level or layers of sovereignty that has been expressed by the governments in the country at that point in time. But what we've seen, particularly in the last few months, I'll say in the last 1 year, we saw the Abdullahi Yusuf Ahmed, who was then the leader of the interim government, leave, and Sharif Ahmed and Ali Shamake now in charge. And I think what we need to do, what the international community needs to do, is look for a way to engage this new leadership and work with them within their mandate to be able to put somehow a structure in place to prevent these thugs and criminals from ruling the day.
About a minute left in our conversation with Fred Oladende of the Foundation for Democracy in Africa. And Fred, you talked about the need for an international effort to get behind new leaders in that country and move towards a more stable and democratic government. What is the U.S. role? Do we need to play a leading role or just be part of this effort?
I think we need to play a leadership role. I'm glad to hear President Obama saying that the United States government will take a leadership role in terms of making sure that piracy in that region is reduced. I believe that there are different interventions that the United States can use, working with allies, friends in the region to try to minimize or bring to an end this unacceptable way of interrupting international trade.
If there is a significant effort to go after the piracy, will that strengthen or weaken their hand back on land?
Within the 6 months period, when there was a semblance of a central government in charge in Mogadishu, we saw that the issue of piracy completely vanished. And so with a strong central government, I think this threat can be contained.
Fred, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Greg.
Fred Olodende is the president of the Foundation for Democracy in Africa. That concludes this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Please find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.